So now we're going to start with, we're holding now by the negative commandments.
What page are you on?
Daily companion. We're starting now. Basically, we're starting the introduction. We're going to go through now some negative commandments that a person transgresses when they speak Lashon Hara.
How many are there?
It's going to be, right now we're going to start with the negative commandments. We'll see. There's going to be altogether 32 negative and positive commandments. So we'll go through them. Just stay tuned to see how many of each one. English? There are 17 negative commandments, and then the rest of the positive commandments and curses. So stay tuned. Fine. In this section, Chafetz Chaim begins to detail the negative commandments that one transgresses when speaking Lashon Hara. One is struck by the fact that there is no other sin in the Torah that has as many negative commandments related to it. If we consider the following analogy, we can begin to understand why this is so. If you were to walk down the street and pass by an abandoned house, you would probably find a simple no trespassing sign posted on the door. It would probably not be safe to go inside. The floor might be rotted and one misstep could mean an injury. But the only warning is a simple no trespassing sign, because the potential damage incurred by entering this house would probably not be catastrophic. On the other hand, if you were to enter a military nuclear missile facility, that's my friend, you would see warning signs miles before you actually arrived at the site. You would be put on notice well in advance. Be aware, you are approaching a nuclear missile facility. Authorized personnel only. As you got closer to the facility, the warnings would become more and more alarming. The security even tighter, all in proportion to the potential damage which your trespassing could cause. Chafetz Chaim has taught us, Lashon Hara destroys the world, destroyed the Beis HaMikdash, and it could destroy our portion in the world to come. Hashem, in His great love for us, took a sin which could have been limited to one negative commandment and multiplied it 17 times. 17 negative commandments. These commandments are warning signs for us all along the path of daily life, letting us know in clear, dramatic terms that when we open our mouths to speak, we're entering an extremely dangerous territory. The positive side of the power of speech is Torah and prayer, but the negative side is real destruction. Chafetz Chaim begins with the primary commandment against speaking Lashon Hara and Rechilos, which is, Lo telech rachil ba'amecha, you should not go as a peddler of gossip among your people. In its literal definition, a rachil is a peddler. Chafetz Chaim says, who is a peddler? Someone who collects information what people say and do and peddle it to others. He's telling it over to other people. No, this person, you know, that person is like a peddler. In the classic case of Rechilos, one person asks the other, do you know what he said about you? An overwhelming amount of animosity in offices, homes, neighborhoods comes from the misguided belief that it's good and helpful to report back to people any negative comments made about them. Many people operate on a theory that we need to know what others are saying about us. But in reality, Chafetz Chaim says, Rechilos serves no positive purpose. It creates enemies. He stresses that even if the information is absolutely true, relating it to others destroys the world. Now, we're going to start now the Gemara on Daf. What Daf? Zion Alabes. Baruch Hashem, the new parak. We saw the Mishnah. So basically, what do we see in the Mishnah? We saw in the Mishnah basically a rule. As we can see, the last two lines of the Mishnah. We're going to start from the second line on Zayin Amar Beis, the second line which is of the Mishnah, second line from the top. Mm-hmm. What do we say? Zaklal. This is the rule. Kol Mashem Ederach Yiridasa Gaila. Anything on its way down and it kills somebody, the person goes into exile. Any time a person kills me on the way down. Right, he fell off the ladder, he was on the way down from the ladder, the bucket was on the way down. Every case, that's when you go to Gaz. If it was not on the way down, let's say he was on the way up the ladder, and the girl, you don't go to Gaz. That's the rule. Now the Gemara asks, Mina, Hani, Mili. Mina means from where? Hani, Mili are these words, meaning where is the source that the Mishnah knows this from? That you, right, the Pesukim seem to say, if you kill someone by mistake, you go to Gaz. Where did the Chazal see the Psukim only when you're on the way down? Amar Shmuel, the Amar Kora, the Pasuk says, Vayipal Allah Vayamus. He fell on him, right? The one person was up the ladder, and the Pasuk specifically says he fell. He fell on him and he died. So in the center of there, Ad Sheyipal Derech Nefila. Until he falls on the way down, then you're not going to get Golas. Unless you're in a situation where you're on the way down, it's the only case to go to Golas. Let's go to Rav Ram. Fine. It's good. Ruben, it's good. Fine. Let's see the Gemara now, the next Gemara. This is what we got up to on Thursday. Tana Rabbanan. Rabbanan learned. Bishgaga, when the Pasuk says that the killer has to kill Bishagig in order to go to Golas, has to be by accident, prat to the exclusion. Lamezit, if someone killed on purpose, right? Pretty simple. The Torah says a person who kills by mistake goes to Golas. To the exclusion of someone who kills purposely, if a guy takes out a gun and shoots a guy purposely, you don't deserve to get such an easy atonement of going to Golas. You have to take it up with Hashem. Either we'll kill you if you witness to that warning, or you'll take it up with Hashem. As we had in the first paragraph, Golas is a favor for you. To go to exile, if you did kill someone by mistake, we do you a favor, we give you an easier way out, an easier atonement. Good? So far, so good? So that's what one pasuk says. One pasuk says, it has to be me. Now I'm going to quote words from a new pasuk. Bivli das, it was done bivli, like without, bivlo das, without knowledge. Meaning, the killer killed without knowledge. Prat, to the exclusion of who? The Meskavin, someone who intended, Meskavin like Kavana, someone who intended to kill. When do you go to Galos? A person who kills without knowledge, right? Without doing, without intending to do it. The exclusion of someone who is Meskavin, someone who concentrated and they intended to kill, they do not go to Galos. Someone who intended to kill does not go to Galos. Good? Now the Gemara is not going to understand this. Gemara asks, what was your first thing you told me? The only person who goes to Golas, Rav Hillel, is someone who killed B'shagi. And not someone who killed B'mezi. Is that a chiddush to us? Mara adds, it's part of course, someone who killed on purpose doesn't go to Golas. Mara says, B'mezi, Pshita, Achanat says simple. Bar Katalu, you are a Bar Katalu, means you're a son of a dead man. This basically means you're liable to death. You're supposed to be dead. One who killed on purpose, what's the halacha? To witness it, that warning, he gets killed. So of course you don't go to Golas. It's obvious you don't go to Golas. Right? Especially, good. So, Amar Rava, so we see in Argar, we don't read the Girsa of Ella. Anytime we have parentheses, we don't read parentheses. Anytime we have parentheses in the Gemara, we don't read it. Brackets, we read parentheses, we don't read. So our Gemara, we take out Ella. What would Ella mean? If you would say Ella, Ella means we're falling off our original pshat, and Ella means rather I'm going to give you a new pshat. But our Gemara, we don't read Ella, which means we're sticking to our original pshat. We're not switching pshat. Right? Rashi is very careful to tell us that we don't read this Ella. We disregard this Ella. Meaning we said originally, the pasuk tells me that someone who's a shugid goes to Golas to the exclusion of amazing. Someone who did it on purpose, right? We asked on that, but that's simple. So we're going to explain to you what we meant when we said amazing. We're not changing the pshat. We're explaining ourselves. Right? We're going to explain when we said that of someone who kills purposely doesn't go to Golas, we meant someone who kills purposely. But what? Not a normal case where a guy shot out a gun and shot somebody in the head. So which case are we referring to? So Amar Rava, Ema say prat to the exclusion lo aimer mutter. Someone who said he thought it was mutter, he thought it was allowed to kill people. Which means, you have a guy, he grew up, let's say, so they don't know killing is an usher. They don't know so bad, he grew up in the Bronx, maybe. He doesn't know, that's part of life, you don't like the guy. So he doesn't know anything, where to say, he didn't grow up in yeshiva, he doesn't know bread home, he doesn't know it's an usher to kill anybody, why not to kill somebody? You know, he doesn't like me, he's fighting, they kill him, every day you kill people, why not? So he thinks you're allowed to kill people. He doesn't know, so like, you know, it's not, you know, you never, you know, that people don't teach me. You know, they should tell him, maybe it's nice, me that don't do it. But, so you know, work on your me that's try not to kill people. So they never told me not to kill people. So he thinks you're allowed to kill people.
Nah.
He thinks you're allowed to kill people. He thinks you're allowed to kill people.
Under certain circumstances and justification.
Oh,
he thinks
you're allowed to kill people where he grew up. That's what they do.
Take revenge.
Right. It's a normal way of life. A normal way of death. You just kill people. Fine. So, now what's this guy? So he took out a gun. He shot somebody. It wasn't an accident, right? So you might say, this guy, it was an accident. Why? Because he made an accident. He didn't know it was us, right? And so you always have two types of accidents, right? Let's say someone turns on a light and shots, right? In Shaggy, usually mistakes, you have two types of mistakes. One type of mistake is that you didn't know that you weren't allowed to turn on a light. Right, there was no Shabbos. Let's say you didn't know I turned on a light. Or you knew you're not allowed to turn on a light on Shabbos, but you forgot on Shabbos. It's like this. In killing a person by mistake, you can have a person who just, he fell off a ladder. Or just, he didn't know you're not allowed to kill somebody. So he didn't really kill someone by mistake. So our Gemara is calling this that he killed on purpose. So what's the halacha in this case? You should send the guy to Galus or not? So our Gemara said no. Only a shaykh. If it was a real mistake, a real accident, then you go to Galus. The exclusion of a guy who didn't know you weren't allowed to kill. We're very sorry you didn't know. But you don't go to Galus. Galus
is full of murderers.
Galus is full of murderers, yeah. That's what Galus is. Galus is full of murderers. Very good.
But the other cases we said, if it wasn't Bashogeg, you let him off. So the guy who thinks with attention, you tell him you can let him off too, or is it?
Yeah. So the big shyle there. So really, why are we letting him off? Because we're saying we're not really letting him off. Best thing, we don't do him a favor of giving him galus. We're not really letting him off. He's going to have to take it up with Hashem. It's going to be much harder for him. It's going to be much worse. We had in the first parashah, Gemara said, you only give galus to a guy who kills by mistake. Let's say a guy kills on purpose. There were no witnesses. But then he doesn't get galus, but he's gonna have to take it up with Hashem. It's much worse. Galus is a favor. When we give you galus, it's a favor that we're helping you get your atonement like this. Good. This guy's in a worse situation. We're not giving him galus. So again, our Gemara said, "Amar Rava, Ema Prat La Imer Mutter." We're excluding a person who said, "I thought it was mutter. I thought it was allowed, permitted to kill people." Ema say. Meaning again, our Gemara said. It's amazing. If it's a regular case of mazes, it's simple that you don't go to Galus because we kill him. Mar says no. Say we're referring to a case. Say that. What do we mean to say? We mean to say the following: say Sodu kills Bishayig. Only they go to Galus. But say to the exclusion of someone who said Mutter. Meaning we said our terminology was Prat Lamazed. So now say no. When we met, we said Mazed. You could read. We're saying the same shot. You should reword it. It means like, say like this, reword it. Say, Omer Mutter, that someone who killed B'shagig goes to Galus, to the exclusion of someone who said that it was Mutter to get killed, Mutter to kill people. Him, he does not go to Galus. He's not enough of a mistake. It's true he was mistaken in the rules. It's not called a mistake by the Torah standards for this halacha. Good? Well, because we can see now the top two Rashi's. What do Mar say? Mar says, "Amar Rava." So Rashi says right away, "Garcina." This is our Girsa. There's our text. The Loi Garcina. We don't have the text of Ella. Meaning, in our Gemara, we see in the parentheses said Ella. Meaning, our pshat of Omer Mutter Rashi telling us, it's not a new pshat. We're not scratching the original pshat that the Gemara originally said. It says Shaygig to the exclusion of Mason. Rashi said, we don't need that. That's simple. And Rashi will tell you a new pshat. It's not really a new pshat. Rashi is explaining to us. It's just explaining to us the original pshat. That's what Rashi is saying. We're not saying Elo that we're scratching the first pshat and we're saying a new pshat. We're explaining the original pshat. That's what Rashi is saying. Like the Rashi is going to say right now the next Rashi. What's Rashi saying? Ba'ayim Mutter. Sover, he thought, Shemutter laharug es Yisrael. It's allowed to kill a Jew. On that, but however, v'zehu mezid chalai, this is his mezid. It's still considered amazing. We consider this to be on purpose. In our books, we wonder, did you kill the guy by mistake or on purpose? You kill the guy on purpose, right? You didn't know that halacha, fine. But for this halacha, that's cool, you did it on purpose. You killed on purpose. But it's true, you didn't know, fine. Hashem will deal with you however he has to deal with you. But for us, we're not going to let you off with galus. You can't get off so easily. That is the first command. So again, how are we understanding the pasuk? The pasuk says the only person who goes to galus is someone who killed by mistake, b'shogeg. The exclusion of whom? The exclusion of a guy who thought you were allowed to kill. I might think he more like it was a mistake. You should let him go to galus. No, specifically in the case after a real mistake, a real accident. The guy fell off the ladder. Now the guy thought that it was mutter to kill people. That's not good enough. Then you can't go to Kalas. That is the first command. Fine. But what does Abaye ask? Commonly Abaye asks Rava the following question. If the scenario we're talking about here is the person said that it's mutter, it's allowed to kill other people, anos who, that is Aynes. What's Aynes mean? What's Aynes?
Doing something, but he doesn't think he can kill someone by doing it.
Oh, so that's why he's going to do soup. So, in this case, he thought you were allowed to kill. So he thought you were allowed to kill. So here we're saying, what's the English word for inus? He's a... No, not an accident. It's not a shagio. Inus means that he couldn't help it. What do they say in art scroll? He... I have an art scroll with all the guys at the art scroll. He's an inus. He couldn't help it.
He's not to be blamed.
Not to be blamed. They have a good word. He's a victim of unavoidable circumstances. So the better they use something. Not negligent. Yeah, no, it's not accurate. A shaggy. What do I say? Abai is asking, he couldn't help you. Tell me this guy, he's worse than a shaggy. It's not just a mistake, he's worse than a mistake. He's almost like he killed someone on purpose. This guy doesn't know you're not allowed to kill people. You're telling me when he kills, it's not considered an accident. It's considered almost like as if he did it on purpose. Like he knew you were not allowed to kill people and he killed anyone.
That's
gonna be the terrorist. So Mars asking now, but he's an Aynes. He's basically, he didn't know better. So what, you're going to put him on the scale of doing it on purpose? I mean, you're going to tell me it's equivalent to someone who kills on purpose? He didn't know better. He's an Aynes. He couldn't help it. No one ever told him it's not allowed. He thought you're supposed to kill people. So
that's a very weak, that's a term, a very weak.
The whole set.
The question is, he's closer to Aynes. Let's see how such a case.
Most people in the world, I mean, unless you get
animals, you have a guy.
Most people know that you don't kill people.
Yeah, watch this. In Marcos, you have a right to kill the guy who killed. In Marcos, there's a blood avenger. There's somebody who caught
him. Right.
So maybe this guy just thought he was allowed to kill this guy. But it's not, or he thought he's killing this guy in an area that's outside of the Ori Miklat, and happened to be, he was one step inside of the Ori Miklat. Now he's on it. So he thought he could kill him, but he didn't, but he wasn't allowed to kill him. You see what I'm saying?
Well, I that's a question, that's a, when Gamora isn't standing that up, and that's the situation.
But that is the situation. It's any person who thinks he's allowed to kill, but he's not allowed to kill.
Yeah, it could be
that's it, that's the situation.
It's a good point, yeah.
That's it. I mean, that's the reason why the Gamora is bringing it, because the Gamora is going to bring a whole section. No.
Yeah,
a whole section about when is he allowed to kill, and what place is he allowed to kill, and what's in the Makom of the Army Class without the Army Class. That's why they're bringing this. It's
makes it much more understandable what you say.
Right.
The introduction here describes the word Shogeg, Onus, Karobi, and Z. So for Onus, it says it's a murderer who in no way thought that what he was doing would lead to murder. In this case, so he's trying to explain, I think, here that it's onesu. He's Omer Mutar Onesu. Isn't he an onus? And he's saying, no, he's not an onus. I thought
that's what Rabbi's going to answer. But his question is, that's the word's answer. But in the question, that's the word's answer. But the question Abai is asking, that if maybe he's more like onus, meaning, what is he closer to? Is he closer to doing this on purpose? Is he negligent for killing someone purposely, or is he closer to killing someone without knowing? He was unable to stop it, and it was like it's not his fault. Well, if you if I have a scale, I'm asking you, sure.
Less of a Bishogi or more than a Bishogi?
Right.
That's the
question.
Is he considered
less of a Bishogi? Right. So, if I'm not arguing the Gemara, he's saying, fine, the Gemara said he's not a Shogi. He's not going to go to Gauls.
What if you have someone who's simply not medically mentally competent?
It's not his party. We're not talking about him. That's not a problem. He's just, she'll lock him up because she'll kill more people, but you don't kill him. He's not.
He's going to be like a Shotis.
He's a Shotis, right. So
right, that's a great subject.
So it's not his fault. So you just lock him up so he doesn't kill more people, but you don't have to. So again, where's that here? The only person who goes to Ari Miklat, to goes to the refugee camp is someone who kills by mistake. Good? Now, this person who said he thought you're allowed to kill people, the question is, what is he? Is he less negligent than thinking it's a mistake, or is it more his fault? Meaning, you can have a scale here. You have someone who does something and it's a mistake, which is the middle level. He did it by mistake. You can have a level that he didn't know better. It was an impossible situation. Right? Or he did it on purpose. You have three levels. Right? You have three levels. Right? If either way, you're only going to go to Gullus and level in the middle level. Right? If you did it on purpose. If you did it by accident.
Did it by accident.
Right. Yeah, over here, the guy did it by accident. The guy did it by accident. Then he's going to go to Gullus. Then, we had a guy who, it was an impossible situation. Plus, it's impossible. He did it.
It's really accident with an action involved in it.
Bashoge.
The accident with an action.
That was the accident. He fell down. Mm-hmm. He fell down. That was his accident. He fell down. That was the case. He fell down because of it. Then you go to God.
Right.
But let's say it was an impossible situation. He couldn't help it. He killed somebody. What's that halacha then? You don't go to God. You're off the hook.
Right.
Then there's no God. No problem. Let's say you did it on purpose.
Let's say you did it on purpose.
Also, no problem. The only time you go to college, it was by accident. It was an impossible situation, it's not your fault. You're up to it. If it was on purpose, you had to get much worse punishment. Also, no problem.
Right, also, no problem. Fine.
Now, the question is, let's say we have this interesting case, right? We have a case here that he thought you're allowed to kill people, right? It's not this game. It's not an accident. The question is, what's it closer to? He's closer to the scenario to look at him like a guy he's telling you who's like in an impossible situation. Like this guy, he didn't know you're not allowed to kill people. That's what the Bible wants to say. He's more like this guy. Like a guy who killed in an impossible situation. He didn't know you're not allowed to kill him. So why didn't he get Gullus?
Wasn't this completely an accident?
Abai says the reason why you don't go to Gullus is you're closer to our onus. It's like an impossible situation. You didn't know better. The reason why you don't go to Gullus is because you're just off the hook. Hashem's not going to do anything to you. Have a nice day. Right? Rather saying no. The reason why you don't go to Gullus is because you're in this category. It's almost like you did it on purpose.
You had an intention of killing.
Right. So you're closer to this. So you have one, two, three. There's three levels here. So we're saying for sure the guy thought you were allowed to kill. It's not a call to action. The question is, so which category do you go into? Abai says, it's like a category, it's an impossible situation, and the guy killed somebody. It's impossible, so you're off the hook. You don't go to Gullus because you're off the hook. You didn't do anything wrong. So Abai says, this guy who never knew you're not allowed to kill, he grew up, they used to kill people. You're off the hook. Rabbi says, no. The reason why you don't go to Gullus is because you're in bigger trouble. You're in deep trouble. It says if you kill someone on purpose, then that's why you don't go to Gullus, because you're closer to them easy. That's the argument between Abai and Rav. Everyone's agreeing you don't go to Gullus. The third says only a case of the shogeg mistake, only the middle category, and not any other case. The question is, what's this interesting scenario? What's it closer to? It's closer to a case where it was an impossible situation, so he's off the hook, because it's not his fault, he didn't know better. Or no, Rav wants to say.
Why do you call that somebody does something? Not the shogeg, but
amazing. What?
Amazing is the top.
That's the onus.
It's onus.
Right. That's what Abai said. Let's see the Gemara inside. Oh. Now we'll try to see the back and forth between Abai. So let's see again. We stop at 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 lines from the top. Amar Rava. This Gemara says Amar Rava. Ema say Prat. Who are we excluding? La Omer Moter. Someone thinks you're allowed to kill. I say that's considered like a mazid. That's considered like you did it on purpose. You're closer to that scenario, so you don't get called. Amar le Abaye. Abaye said to him, "E Omer Mutter." If the scenario is a case of Omer that the person said Mutter, you're allowed to come. Anasu, he's closer to the case of unavoidable situation. So I agree to you, you're not going to go to Gullus, but I'm just saying the reason you're wrong, Rabbi. You're saying it's because you're a mazid. I think you're closer to the category of that is an impossible situation. Amalei says, no, I hear your opinion. Sha'ani Aymer, I say, Ha'aymer Mutter, someone who says it's Mutter, Karav LaMazid, he's closer to the scenario, to the category of Mazid. He says, what? It's an interesting lafleg. Like, if I say, I think you said this scenario, say, no, I don't hold like your logic. I hold the person who said that you're allowed to kill people is closer to the scenario of a someone killing on purpose.
I'm sorry, so a bias stated you're closer to a onus is closer to
Omer mutter, a case of when you think it's mutter to kill somebody.
Right.
Is a case of an onus, which means which he means obviously you're closer to a case of an onus. You like this case. You like this case.
Onus is someone who does so accidentally doesn't have a
he says
That's rubber.
That's a bias. A bias said, you're in an impossible situation. The guy should be off the hook totally. Have a nice time. Doesn't do any true boy. He's good. It's good to go. Comes Rav and says, no. I say, Sha'ani Omar, I say. Rav is talking now. Amar Lay. So Rav is saying, Amar Lay. He said to him, he said back to Abaya, Sha'ani Omar, I say. Ha'amar Mutter, in a scenario where someone said it was Mutter to kill, Karav Lamezid. He's closer to the case scenario of killing on purpose. And that's why he doesn't get colors. That's enough like Zabai and Rabbi.
It's good. I'm sure I'm trying to understand a little bit. Zabai and Rabbi. And so that's Zabai and Rabbi.
So the Amar Lay is Rabbi back to Zabai.
Perfect. Fine, so let's see, we can see one Rashi over here, a short Rashi, and the second line of Rashi. You know, Abaya asks, what he son who said, thought it was mutter to kill, onos, who he's onos. So he's asking, v'heich, and how is he, koreh, who made it? How could you, Rava, call him amazing? You're telling me that this guy called amazing, right, and he's like, he did it on purpose. I think it's just like the other category. Like the person who killed and it was an impossible situation, an unavoidable situation. This guy is the same thing. The Rav answered him back, no, you're wrong. I say a case where someone thought you're allowed to kill is much closer to a case where someone killed on purpose. On purpose. Fine, Baruch Hashem, that's those two lines of Gemara. Let's see the next two lines. Everybody's ready. Next. Now, what did we say? We had the Gemara start. We also said, Bivli da'as, prat lemiskaven. Right? The Pasuk says, the person has to kill without knowledge. Anybody with a fancy Gemara could look at Pasuk Gimel on the side of the Gemara. What does Pasuk Gimel on the side of the Gemara say? Coming from Devarim Yud Tes Dal. It says, Vizeh Devar Haratzeh. This is the halacha of a murderer. Asher Yadus Shama. Who's going to run there, meaning to the Ari Mikla, Bachayin who will live. Who is this? Asher, which Yaka he hit Esra'eu, his friend, Bivli Das, without knowledge. That's what it says. When does a person go to Ari Mikla? When does a person go to Golos? Only in the scene where he hit his, killed his friend without knowledge. He didn't. Now, what's that coming to explain? Let's see the Gemara. Let's go back into the Gemara. Bivli Das. He killed someone without knowledge. Prat lemiskaven, the exclusion of a case where you had kavana to kill somebody. Someone who had intention, kavana to kill somebody. There, you don't go to Golos. That's what the Gemara said. And what's the Gemara? You're going to ask a simple question. That's also obvious, right? I mean, obviously, you're not going to go to Golos if you intended to kill somebody. Of course, you're not going to Golos, right? If you plan the killing the guy, you killed him. You're amazing. So the Gemara asks, Miskaven, if you intended on killing the person, pshita, it's simple, you don't go to Golos. If you intended to kill somebody, it's simple, we don't give you the right to go to Golos. Bar Katalu, this person is a son of death, he gets killed, right? What do you tell me? When you go to Golos, the Torah tells me only to kill someone without das, without intending to do it, right? To the exclusion of someone who killed with intention. Right, so of course, that's simple. If you intended to kill somebody, you get you. We kill you. It's not a case of show. It's a case, like a case of amazing. Of course, you get killed. So I'm a rabba. This is rabba. It's with a hey. So it's rabba. The way to remember is the one with the hey, shemei rabba. The one with the hey at the end of his name is rabba. Rava is with an aleph at the end of the name. Before we had rava. Now it's rabba. Got that hello? Hey shemei rabba. Now you remember. Because the one with the hey at the end, his name is rabba. So Amar Rabba, Prat.
Wait, when was a
Talmud of each other?
When was a?
Sometimes they learn. I think Rabba and Meisel. Sometimes they also argue with each other. I'm not sure. I mean,
So Amar Rabba, Prat Lemiskavin Laharukas Habehema. What do we mean to say? We say that we mean the following. We're excluding one who intended to kill an animal. Laharukas Adam, he was going hunting. He meant to kill an animal. He didn't realize, he didn't have, you know, his, for that, he saw something running. He didn't realize there's some guy chasing another deer. He thought it was like a deer. He's shooting deer, and he ended up shooting a person. So don't get it. This guy.
That happens all the time.
Right. Yeah. The story in the Torah that comes out. The story in the Torah. Lamech killed his father. His seven kind. Lamech killed kind. Right. Where in the Torah, the Chazal tells Lamech killed his seven generation grandfather. His great 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 grandfather. Seven generations. Because since Cain killed Hevel, Hashem told him, 7 generations you can get killed. So he has 7 generations after him. Then his like great-great-great-grandson killed him. He told he was hunting Lamech, his great-great-grandson, I don't know how many times. Great-great-great-great-grandson, 7 generations later killed him. He was hunting, and he ended up killing his great-great-great-grandfather. 7 generations. See? But that's the story of Lamech. So let's say you have such a case. What would Lamech do?
What's so great about him?
What's so great about Lamech? Great was that you saw Hashem's Emunah. Because Hashem told Cain, you have to, you kind of said, I killed Hevel, and now everyone's going to kill me. Hashem said, I'm going to put a mark on your head, that everyone's going to be afraid of you, all the animals, but you're going to get paid 7 generations later. And like Hashem made, 7 generations later, his great-great-great-grandson was hunting, and he thought he was an animal, he shot his great-great-grandfather. The Torah tells the story, so we know that everything's exact. Hashem told him, you get paid 7 generations later. He told him, no way, you can live another 7 generations. Then, Lamech killed him. So now, what's Allah with Lamech? What do we do with Lamech? Will Lamech run to Ari Miklat? We said no. If you kill someone on purpose, by mistake, total accident, you are on a ladder, you kill somebody, that's called the accident, you go to Golos. But not if you were trying to kill, but you killed the wrong thing. That's not enough of an accident to go to Golos. If you weren't trying to kill, you're just trying to climb up the ladder to fix your roof or to do your painting, doing a paint job, then you go to Golos. But if you were trying to kill one thing, but instead you kill the person, that's not the accident. You don't go to Golos for that. It's Golos' specific case. If you weren't trying to kill, and then you killed by mistake, then you go to Golos. So we said, if you killed someone without knowledge, what do you mean without knowledge? Without the knowledge of killing at all, that's when you go to Golos. The exclusion of intending to kill, but you intended to kill something else. Or you had different intentions. So if you weren't intending to kill at all, you're painting, you're going up your ladder, you fell, the guy fell down, then you go to Golos. But we're going to give 3 scenarios now where you intended to kill, but just you intended to kill the wrong thing or something was off. Then you don't go to Golos. So you give 3 different scenarios.
Why?
So that's the thing about flexing the Rishayim, my friend, and Rashi, that's a good challenge. So she's asking, why in this case are you not getting Golos? Right? We said before, Abai and Rava had a machlekes. In the case before, we said, why are you not going to Golos? Is it because you were closer to this is an impossible situation? Or you're closer to the case where you did it on purpose? Why are you not going to Golos? So here's a big machlekes. It's a big shayla. The Rishayim, my friend, they told you the ritual. It's a big machlekes Rishayim. Rashi, it's interesting. You don't see an answer. And the ritual wants to start. Safe shayla. It's a very good question. We'll see. You try to figure it out in a second. Try to go through it. So here we're saying, if a person didn't intend to kill at all, then you go to Golos. But if you intended to kill, but you killed the wrong thing, or you give 3 scenarios now, the complications happen, then you don't go to Golos. So Ritzvi wants to know why. That's a good question. I mean, why are you not getting Golos? Because you're like amazed, or because you're like honest? Is it because you're closer to amazed, because you were trying to kill, and you killed? So Golos of the people weren't trying, you weren't in killing mode. You were trying to kill, you killed the wrong thing, too bad, you gotta take it up with Hashem. You know, the reason why we're not giving you Golos is because you're in bigger trouble. Or the reason why we're not giving you Golos is because you're off the hook. It's not even called a mistake. So that's a good question. So let's try to see inside the Gemara, the 3 scenarios. So let's see. We're excluding that you don't go to Golos. One, the miskaven lahara gasabahima, you intended to kill an animal. You killed a person. Or another scenario, Lakuti, you plan on killing a kuti like a guy, right? Even if someone kills a guy on purpose, they're not chai misa. I don't know if you should do it, it's not always a mitzvah to do it, but if someone kills a guy, a Jew kills a guy, they're not liable. Even if you kill them on purpose, you're not chai misa. So
So he thought he was killing a guy. Bahar against Israel, and actually it was a Jew. He thought he was trying to kill a guy. He didn't know this guy was a Jew, and he was a Jew. So again, he intended to kill, but he didn't intend to kill a Jew. Or Linda fell. He intended to kill, I don't know why he was trying to shoot babies under 30 days old. He thought he was killing a baby, a Nafel, as a baby who's not going to live more than 30 days. So he doesn't have halachas of a live person. So this guy planned on shooting a Nafel. I don't know what he was doing trying to shoot these little guys, but he was planning on shooting a guy, a Nafel. The guy wasn't 30 days old. He thought he's not going to live 30 days old. But Harab Ben-Kayim, he went to the hospital, he's like in the nursery, he's shooting babies. He's trying to shoot the guy, the baby that was not supposed to live. I don't know, he felt the baby suffering. They're like, basically, no, I'll give you an example. He's not even shooting that. Real example, this is someone who pulls the plug. So he saw a baby on machines.
And he felt
bad for the baby. He said, this baby's suffering. He's not going to live for 30 days anyways. I can't handle it. He pulled the plug on this baby. The baby's on machines. He pulled the plug. But what happened? He didn't realize there were two babies near each other. And two babies on machines. One could live. They're just not machines. They're going to be off machines by tomorrow. One baby's on machines, and he's not going to live for 30 days. See, he felt bad for the baby that's not going to live. So he pulled the plug on a baby that's could have lived. So he planned on killing a baby who's not going to live 30 days. But really, he killed a baby. He was the wrong baby. He killed a baby who is going to live 30 days. So again, he didn't kill a baby on purpose, but he didn't intend it. It was miscalculated. He intended to kill one, but he killed the other one by mistake. Go to Yaakov, that's all, finish.
That's almost three higher levels of intention. The first case is he's trying to kill an animal, then he ends up killing a Jew. So really it's very honest. He's trying to kill an animal, he ends up killing a and then he's trying to kill a boy. So he has an intention to kill the murderer,
but
he just happens to kill a Jew.
Mashallah.
Then the third case is he's intending to kill a Jew, but he doesn't think it's going to live for 30 days. So it's really almost three higher levels of intention.
Even in here, in all the cases, they're all out. But in my pashas, all of them are because it is closer to amazing. Meaning, since you're in killing mode, you're closer to amazing.
What gives him the right to determine who can live and who can die?
He didn't give a right to anything. I'm not saying he's doing the right thing. Well, the halacha, this guy is definitely murdering people. The question is, what do we do with him? He was putting him on trial. This guy's pulling plugs on babies. What should we do with him?
Throw him out the window.
Depends. If he...
It's a far enough drop.
Now, if he did it by... So that's what he wants. He might say he's close, even though it wasn't intentional. But since he was in the killer mode, even though he killed something else, he's not going to get gullus. He's going to have to take it up with Hashem. So if he was warned, and he had an 8-man warning, we'll kill him also, probably. He's almost amazing. He's more amazing. He's more intentional. Yeah, Pasha in these cases, that's it. The Gemara, that's the posture of these Gemaras. That since you, because we said you're a miskaven, right? We said you're a miskaven. We said we're considering that you intended to kill. We don't really mean you really intended to kill somebody, really, because we said then for sure you get killed. But you're intending to kill, but you killed the wrong thing. That's already more amazing. You don't get called for that. So again,
how's that different from our case of Abai and Rabba?
They're a little different.
It still has an intention to kill over there.
So there, it's okay. According to Rava, it's very good. So according to Rava said that's also Karl Lamesis.
Right.
So in Rava, you say that's also Karl. So you're saying when Abai holds all these cases are also Karl Lainis? I mean, you're just saying Abai in Rava, fine. Rava is
right. The more holding that all three of these cases are closer to Mesis, so what's the understanding of Rava, exactly?
No, Rava said that case also is Karl Lamesis.
So what's the Abai?
It's a good question. Why was that case a little different than this case? Meaning... But here, good question. I mean, over here it's a little bit different. Over here it's a little more extreme. The guy was trying to kill.
So in the other case, by
Robinson. No, okay, but this is the other case. The guy, okay, it's a little. I hear your question, really, but a little different. The theory that it didn't know there's something wrong with killing. Like the whole thing, he didn't know what he was doing was wrong. His action. This guy, you know, your action is not the best thing to do to start killing. Right. You just think you're in the killing. You're in the right area of killing.
Yeah.
It's a little different. Yeah. I understand. Fine. So again. When you go to Gullus, it was a total accident. The guy was going up a ladder and he killed by mistake. But if it was a different type of accident, if, let's say, he thought he was killing an animal and instead he was killing a person, then there's no Gullus. That's called you intended to kill. So once you're in the killing mode, you intended to kill, it was the wrong thing, there's no Gullus for you. There you considered a Mezid. Shkaya. Vezhe will try to do the. That's it. Tomorrow's a new Gemara. Baruch Hashem. So. Shkaya. Baruch Hashem. That's a piece of Gemara.